The survey at 250 feet high and 100 miles per hour over the Shell Lake area of Washburn County wouldn't be able to spot a sick deer, but CWD wildlife biologist Mark Rasmussen says they did spot concentrations of deer within 1 mile of where a dead CWD deer was found a year and a half ago.
Those are areas that we felt that it would be a much more likely that there'd be a good chance of deer being able to transmit CWD to one another. Because obviously the more concentrated the deer are in a small area, if there's one CWD-positive deer found in that concentration, then it's likely that at some point the other deer would come into contact with that.
So that's not great news. But after sampling more than 1,000 deer shot last fall in that area, and for what they could see in their two aerial surveys over 36 square miles in February, they haven't found any more diseased deer.
It is extremely likely that when we detected CWD, we detected it very early, and so there's very low prevalence rate of CWD in the area.
465 deer were spotted. They figure there aren't twice as many in that area. Testing for CWD will continue in Washburn and surrounding counties during the fall hunting season. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.